Significant Business Results Radio features concise and compelling interviews with entrepreneurs and business leaders. Listen as they identify factors that drive innovation and measure significant business results. Be inspired and influenced by their insights and outcomes. Hosted by Fran McNeil, President of Significant Business Results, LLC.
Well, welcome to Significant Business Results. I'm your host, Fran McNeil, and joining me in the virtual studio from New York is Ellen Barton of White Knight Productions. Ellen, good evening. How are you this evening?
Hey, Fran. I am doing well, thank you. Thanks for having me on the show.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure. We were just remarking before the show started at how quickly the summer has gone. It's almost August, and it's incredible that the year just, you know, day by day, literally flies. It doesn't walk, it flies.
I know it does. And we were saying how many things both of us have going on. So it's really no surprise, I guess. But, you know, still to take a moment and realize that is kind of shocking. It's almost August.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah. Kind of the life as an entrepreneur, which sort of brings us to one of the reasons I was so excited to have you as a guest on the show, because you are an entrepreneur that is running a business. You're running White Knight Productions, and you're also doing things, I wouldn't even say on the side, in conjunction with your professional business that give you creative outlets to express your thoughts as well as encourage and inspire others. So I'm hoping with that build-up, folks will want to know, Ellen, what is the significant story behind you being an entrepreneur? Can you share that with us?
I'd love to, Fran. You said, I have two main focuses. So one of them is my video production company. It's called White Knight Productions. And the other one, which is happening in parallel, is my Ready, Set, Grit brand. And that's all wrapped up around a book, which is coming out in the fall. There's a podcast. And it's turning into a almost like a movement, which seeks to inspire people to embrace their dreams and turn their dreams into reality. So it's the very different ventures, I guess. But running them in parallel, there are some very interesting contamination, but I'm sure that's the wrong word. But there's, you know, very interesting synergies that come up between the two companies that you wouldn't expect.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about that. And I think I'll go with synergy. White Knight Productions is about video, and in that aspect of your business, you're helping other people put together their brands and present themselves on video. And then in the parallel business, you're inspiring people to sort of discover themselves. Can you tell us kind of what led you to create each of those now that we know that you've got these parallel processes and parallel productions?
Yeah, no, I would love to tell you how they came about. And one of the things that is true for both of them is that there is this grit and resilience and determination to just keep going that is absolutely driving them both forward. It's, you know, sometimes I think it's sheer will that, you know, just makes them both happen. But White Knight Productions was started by myself and my husband, I guess it's going on 10 years ago. And we had moved to upstate New York from California, from L.A. where we were living, and hadn't really intended to start the business, but found that there was a opportunity. There was, where we're living in New York State, there wasn't someone already doing video production well, which we knew how to do, and we thought, well, maybe we could, you know, serve a need here. And the company quickly grew. And before the show, we were talking about the name of White Knight Productions, which is something that came out of our desire to help our clients, you know, to make it easy for them, to serve them as a white knight comes and rescues, you know, saves the day. And with white knight, we wanted to represent honor and valor and integrity and loyalty and all of those qualities, and just really serve our clients well. So that's those core values we've stuck with over the years. And we're very committed to, you know, quality of product. So we make videos and we tell stories, and it's been very interesting to as that company has grown and evolved through our determination and grit and hard work and all of that stuff. And then the other venture, Ready, Set, Grit, is one that came out of a realization that I had, which was that many people seem to not be living their life with intention. You know, like I think a lot of people are feeling like they don't have power or control or opportunity, when we can all make all the opportunities we could ever want or need. And so it was just a way to help inspire people and help them grow and step into their highest self.
Mm-hmm. And I see on your website that literally you have a course that people can enroll in called You've Got the Power, which is a great name.
So. Thanks. Yeah, I do. And that course actually takes people through 7 steps of getting rid of the old stories that you're telling yourself and, you know, the things that aren't serving you anymore. So it's a process to get through that. And then to create new stories to go in their place, stories that are powerful and helpful and will help you grow. And so it takes you through all of these different aspects of life. And there's exercises that go along with it so that you can really dig deep and make meaningful change in your life, because we all do have the power to do that. And many people, I feel like, are almost sleepwalking. You know, they're almost like going through and going to work, getting the kids, making supper, watching TV, going to bed, going to work, getting the kids. And you know, most of us, I think, have a dream or have some desire to create or to serve on some level. And for some people, they ignore that, and I think that's sad. So I want to just encourage people to get aware of what that thing is and to consider that they could, if they choose to do so, they could act upon it. You know, they could, whether it's a career or a volunteer position or a whatever, you know, they could just acknowledge that part of them and develop it.
Mm-hmm. And again, I guess, partially because you're in the branding and marketing business, you, as you were just talking about people having this dream, again, I looked on your website and I saw you have a laboratory called the Million Dollar Daydream, and, you know, go over concepts of, you know, making Monday a fun day. So I know that there are personal stories behind the services that you've created. So if we go with, you know, Ready, Set, Grit, share with us a time when you were building White Knight Productions and the move from California to New York, where you maybe were a little bit discouraged or you had to really tap into your resilience and tap into your daydream and make a Monday a fun day.
Yeah, that's a great question, Fran. And I think, like many people, Mondays haven't always been fun days for me. But when you do align with your passion and you're excited to get up and work and go to work or do whatever you do, it's a really cool thing. But when I was growing, so we started the company, like I said, going on 10 years ago, and we started it with out a lot of thought and planning. We just kind of jumped into having a company, And it worked for a while. You know, we grew, we got new clients, and we just kind of were figuring it out as we went along. I don't know that I would recommend that, and that's one of the reasons I want to help other people avoid some of those mistakes.
Right.
But, yeah, that was a little stressful. But it when it was going well, it seemed like it wasn't a big deal. And then when things got challenging, we had a really big client that was a good portion of our total revenue that we lost. And, of course, any business that puts that lets themselves be in that position and then that happens, it's absolutely devastating. So that happened, and that was a time when it was absolutely not fun to go into the office. not fun at all.
Mm-hmm.
I would have loved to have stayed home and pulled the covers over my head and not gotten up. And then that one thing where we did lose a client, we continued on for a couple of years after that, but it was difficult. It was really, really hard. And we got into this spiral of having debt, and I even borrowed money to try to keep my employees, which was horrible. And it got to the point of the whole thing kind of crashing down. And I had to let my employees go, which was awful. And, you know, still had the company and had put so much into the company, I knew I needed to do something with it. So that process of, and I guess it was a few years long process, but the whole rock bottom part of it lasted over probably a year, the really bad part was the summer a couple of years ago. And looking back on all of that, I wouldn't recommend it to somebody else to go through that, but so many lessons were learned and so many gifts came out of it, so many alliances, and it allowed me to evolve the company into a different kind of company, which is where it's at today. And it's stronger, and it's right now we're in an incredible growth place of rapid growth and opportunity, very different from where we were a few years ago. But the lessons learned, I just can't stress that enough, huge. And more than anything else, it was the grit. Part of my other brand, this Ready, Set, Grit, that word grit is so important to me. And you've probably heard Angela Duckworth has done a TED talk on it and books. She's wonderful. And she says that more than anything else, grit is the determining factor in success, more than connections, more than education, more than looks, more than experience, or even any kind of qualifications. It's grit. It's sticking with it. It's determination. It's pushing forward. And I feel that's really true. And that was one of my biggest lessons from going through that horrible, horrible time and coming out of it. It's like just going forward even when you don't feel like it. And, there were Mondays in there that were very much not fun. But through just training yourself to keep going, and to me it was like being open to opportunities, being open to it being good again, like giving myself the chance that it could be good again. And it's over time, opportunities did come up that were right. There were a few that were not right, you know, that I explored along the way and didn't work out. But I think that the only real failure to all of that could have been stopping and not continuing.
Wow.
Which
that's
is
powerful.
The big thing, right? Yeah. That would be my big lesson.
Yeah. Now, I was going to ask what's the takeaway, but I think you just said it. It's persevering.
I think that's the biggest thing. And And I found through going through all that, like, I learned how strong I am and how strong the company really is and how it could evolve and change. And it really reinforced for me that it's true. If you do have a dream, you know, no matter where you start from, you absolutely can make it happen. The grit part is really important. And just keep going. You know, it's like they said in Finding Nemo, just keep swimming.
right. Oh, isn't that great? yes. Four kids, but yes, the concept is very true.
Four kids, but so true.
Yes. Well, you know, we've all, I mean, in fact, I think that's part of when people talk about the passion. You know, as kids, you get excited about stuff. And sometimes as adults, we forget that excitement. So what is it that makes you keep swimming forward, sticking with that Nemo, Finding Nemo theme? So, you know, Ellen, I mean, 10 years is a long time to be in business. And in the process, you've served a lot of clients. Is there a client experience that stands out for you where you, maybe based on feedback from them, have known it made a significant difference to the client and how they proceeded in their world?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So, I'll give you two quick answers. One is with White Knight Productions. You know, of course, we do video and tell story with video. And one of our clients is Catholic Charities. So one of the first jobs we did with them and I think everybody knows who Catholic Charities is. They're you know, all over the country, and they serve populations. They serve in mental health and people with developmental disabilities, and they usually run food pantries and things like that. So they do a lot of great things in the community. So in our case, we were hired by Catholic Charities when they were at the end of a capital campaign, and they were trying to raise money for a new building, and they couldn't get to the last amount of money that they were looking to raise. And what we did is we went in and we created a video that showed how horrible their existing building was. It was in terrible shape. So with video, we were able to show that. So they weren't just done talking about it. They could show this reality of what they were living with. And we also, in that video, were able to highlight some of the stories of the people that they were helping and some of the people who served the organization as staff or volunteers. And it was a very powerful piece. And it was almost like, so then they would take it out into churches and show it and send it out into the community via social media and digital means. And it was almost like people couldn't wait to donate when they saw the video. So they raised a lot more money than they were even needing or trying to raise at that point. And that was that proved to me the power of video in a very tangible way. And it was a great project. I was really proud of the piece. It was a very good piece, and it worked. And it's you know, still to this day, they still talk about that video. So it made me really thrilled to be able to work on that project. And then with Ready, Set, Grit, it's so interesting because one of the, I think, big benefits of that brand is taking people through this process and getting them to the place where they believe that their dream is possible, and that's huge. And so I was did this workshop recently, and this woman was in the workshop, and she was like, oh, what I really want to do is I really want to have a resort on Costa Rica. And she's a vegan. She's like, oh, I really want to have this vegan resort on Costa Rica. And so that was really cool. And as we went through the course, this was an in-person workshop, and everybody could just like sense her energy and believed her that she was going to have this. And one of the culminating activities that we did is we had a come-as-you-are party. So we had everybody come to this little party we had, and you had to present yourself as if you had already achieved your success. So even though I hadn't written my book yet, I came as an author, and I was like, oh, here's my book, and it's a bestseller, and it's so great. And this woman came with her brochure. She made a brochure for her imaginary resort. And she's like, oh, this is my resort. It's in Costa Rica. And it was really funny because she made the brochure and she showed it to her husband. And he was like, oh, let's go here. This looks amazing. And she's like, no, I made this up. It's not real. But the funny thing is that they had no... they had no plan. They had no way to get, they didn't have money. They didn't have the connections. That whole resort thing was a very far-fetched, or so she thought, was very far-fetched. But through doing the course and through starting to believe it was possible, and then part of what we teach people is to take action, even small action, around your dream. And not to worry about exactly how it's going to happen, but just to start doing something. And she did that. And today, right now, she and her husband have builders working on their house in Costa Rica. And it will be done at the end of this year. And it's not a full resort, but they do have two Airbnb suites that they're building in the house, and it's a beautiful setting. It just gives me goosebumps. This thing that was so impossible is happening.
That's excellent.
Cool. And there's so many stories like that.
So cool.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's really, it's real, and it makes me very happy to bring people to the place where they can believe and achieve that.
Those are two excellent, excellent stories. And I don't know if I have goosebumps, but as you were sharing, I was smiling. I and that exercise is such a great exercise because I could visualize each person coming as if they had achieved their goals. So tell me more about your book, because while you did that exercise a little while ago, your book actually, you will be able to stand up and do that for real in a few months. When will that be? Where will people be able to find it? How can people get in touch with you now? I see a few people sending me a little text saying, oh, friend, this is cool. So they want to know.
Nice.
You pique their curiosity.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, so people can get in touch with me either via my website, readysetgrit.com, or whitenightpro.com. And Knight, of course, has a K. And there's contact information on both of those sites. So you can absolutely do that. And my book is coming out in October. It is called Ready, Set, Grit, How to Turn Your Daydream into a Phenomenal Success. And I have a publisher out of the UK that's publishing it. I'm really excited about it. We're actually going to be at a writer's retreat in LA when it comes out. And the book is divided into three parts. Ready is the first part. And that section is all about helping people get rid of those old stories that aren't serving them and kind of clean up their own psyche to get them in a place of being ready to create. Because when you have the old stories and the baggage and all that stuff going on, it's difficult to move forward and create something wonderful. So that's very important. And then the middle part of the book is the set. And that is getting really clear and healthy around your relationship with time and money and your tribe. Mm-hmm. And then the last part of the book is called, Grit, and it's about grit, and it's about taking action. And I hope it will inspire people to want to do something now. Life is so short, you know, and it's way too mm-hmm. short to not embrace your dream and not do something about it. And we used to live in LA, and I had a neighbor across the street, Beth, who was a lovely woman and just like a middle-class family, her and her husband and her young son. And they didn't have a lot of extra money or anything, but just a lovely person. And then one day she announced that they were moving, and I was like, what do you mean you're moving? I like you. Mm-hmm. But they decided to move to Santa Cruz, and they said, they were like, well, you know, if we ever win the lottery, we would move mm-hmm. to Santa Cruz, and we decided we don't need to win the lottery. We're just going to make this happen, and we're going to live like lottery winners. And, you know, not to say they weren't, like, planning to go into debt or anything crazy, but they were just mm-hmm. planning a modest existence until they could figure it out. But they weren't going to mm-hmm. wait to win the lottery mm-hmm. to make their life better or different or what they wanted. And I just thought that's such a big, important lesson. Like, we never know how much time we have on this earth, and mm-hmm. it's not acceptable to me to put it off. You know, it's personal choice, I guess, for everybody, but for me, I don't want to wait. So I believe in just taking some steps towards what you really want sooner rather than later.
Right, right. That is really powerful, Ellen. And in fact, I'm wondering if there's a quote related to what you share that kind of encapsulates the ready, set, grit and, you know, living life to the fullest comes to mind for you.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's so many quotes I love. And actually, if you read my book, you see that every chapter starts with a quote because I love
that.
There's
so much. I haven't seen the proof, but I thought it might.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's a couple of quotes, like, Tony Robbins has one. He says, what you hold in your mind in a consistent basis is exactly what you'll experience in life. So that just shows you the importance of focus, focusing on what mm-hmm. you want. Don't focus on what you don't want, you know, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
He mm-hmm. also says we can change our lives. We can do or have or be anything we wish, you know, which is just what I'm saying, you know, we are not limited. We're not limited by our circumstances mm-hmm. or mm-hmm. our perceived reality. You know, it doesn't matter mm-hmm. where you start from. Oprah's got a lot of good ones. The biggest adventure you can take is to live the life of your dreams.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah. I just fully believe in that too. So it makes Mondays a lot more fun.
Absolutely.
When you're on an
Absolutely.
Adventure. Yeah. Yeah. And you know,
well,
also,
Ellen. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I apologize, Fred. I didn't mean to speak over you. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. We have about a minute left, so I was going to ask you to wrap up. I mean, it's incredible how quickly the 25 minutes or so has gone by, and I wanted to make sure that folks had a chance once again to hear your website before we wrapped up.
Sure. Thanks, Fran. It's whitenightpro.com or readysetgrit.com. And I think to wrap up, I would say maybe my biggest takeaway, too, is to find your big why and to find something to motivate you in your business beyond just money, you know, to find something really exciting to work for, some way to serve or help people. It seems to me that when you find that, it's so much more motivational, and it helps to bring back that passion and make you really excited for Mondays and really excited to get to work because you have that bigger thing, and it's great to motivate your team to, you know, when everybody really knows the big reason that you're doing something, it's exciting, and you can build something really cool together. And the money and the other rewards seem to come a lot faster when you're not just focused on them. So I guess that's my business takeaway. I don't know how you feel about that as a business coach, but that's I think that's really what I find
totally,
to be
true. Totally. That's
yeah.
Because as entrepreneurs, we bring ourselves into the business. So
mm-hmm.
you know, working on our focus, our vision, you know, how we are going to serve is a big part of what makes us successful. I often say to folks, focus your energy for action. So it's a play on some of the things that you've been talking about. You know, what you wish for is often what you get, and you have to put action behind that. So, Ellen, thank you so much for sharing part of your evening with us tonight. I look forward to having you back on the show when the book is out and helping be part of the tribe to help you promote Ready, Set, Grit and to also help your business, White Knight Productions, continue to grow. So best wishes and enjoy
thank
the rest
you,
of the summer. You're
thank
welcome.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks. So, folks, please continue to listen to Significant Business Results Radio as we continue to interview guests like Ellen Barton of White Knight Productions and Ready, Set, Grit.
Significant Business Results Radio features concise and compelling interviews with entrepreneurs and business leaders, hosted by Fran McNeil, President of Significant Business Results, LLC. Follow Significant Business Results Radio on blogtalkradio.com/significantbusinessresults.